The U.S. Department of Energy is testing smart grid technology in 5 Northwest states over 5 years. On Fox Island, they're looking at electric home water heaters that are interactive and shut themselves off at peak times. So even if you enjoy a hot shower in the morning, when most people do, you aren't impacting the grid, says Jonathan White with Peninsula Light Company.
For example, a standard water heater is 50 gallons, and a shower head uses about 2.5 gallons per minute. So if you take a 10-minute shower, you're going to use about 25 gallons of hot water. You could get 2 showers out of that water heater.
Even without it being turned on.
Without it being turned on, right.
He says it might not work so well for larger families where, say, 5 people all need to shower in the mornings, but it's fine for smaller households, and they can opt in to get the technology installed and get a $5 rebate on their power bills. That's what Richard Olszewski did. He's a retired computer manager now on a fixed income, but he says he signed up because he thinks it just makes sense.
You know, we all are in this together, and I feel like anything that we can do as an individual, even in a very small way, that adds up. You know, it's like interest. You know, over a long period of time, it actually amounts to something. So if we can get everybody doing a small part, there's a great significant benefit by that in the end.
He says reducing demand here could help utilities avoid building more dams, for example, or reduce air pollution from coal-fired power plants. The DOE's smart grid demonstration project is led by Battelle in Richland, Washington. It started 2 years ago and includes more than a dozen other sites in Oregon, Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana. The largest one is the University of Washington, where smart meters are being tested in 216 buildings to see if awareness of electricity use and interactivity can lead to lower loads. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.